Welcome to Pop Star episode 9, the dreaded duets. See, I think you guys hate duets because you have to like work together and coordinate and blah, 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 blah. But I personally love duets because then we only have to have 5 entries instead of 10. Woohoo! Anyway, we got all the entries on pretty much on time, which I was super proud of. I was not on time because I lost electricity. Yay, thunderstorms. Woo! Anywho, up first we have Melly and Ome, the tornado duet, as they called themselves. Melly and Omi.
Oh my.
Duet
kicking off the
one.
Night.
I really liked Omi on this.
Me too.
You like gave me chills. Like when you started singing, I was like, woo.
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 Oh my.
Like I was like, yay, Omi. Like this is really good for you. It was really nice to hear you in like a lower range. Because normally, like, Sorry, I
He's
just had
all
a weird
fuss.
technology. Yeah, normally he's like usually using his like
All
falsetto.
falsettoing and stuff.
And like I was like, it was nice to hear like a lower register. And like, let's see. Melly. Melly, like, okay. When you sang by yourself towards the end, like in the same like bright sky part, you sounded like you were in the wrong key again. Like you said something, it just came out like it just came out like it just didn't come out like it just sounded off or something. And you had these like weird moments when you were like being all staccato. Like it sounded like you were like punching their words, and it was like weird. Like I felt like you should have been more like flowy with it, because it's like a very flowy song. But you had like a really nice like meshing together. Like when you sang together, like I liked the way your voices sounded together. I'm sorry, that was really like ineloquent, and it took me a really long time to get that out. I feel like my first critique, I'm always like, pfft, and then I get better. What did you think, Jeffers?
Note to self, never submit first to Rochelle shows.
Seriously.
Yeah, this is like one of my all-time favorite songs of all time, and I was so
Woo.
happy someone picked it and trying not to be hard, but overall, I thought you guys sounded really good together. Like, their voices just sounded so pretty together, and I love the last chorus and the harmonies they had together, and that last note was really well, the really long held out one. Melly, I thought you had some really great vibrato moments at times. Other times, I agree with Rochelle, was a little staccato. And the someone's thinking of me part in the first verse sounded like the melody was a little bit off, but it could have just been a liberty. And the bridge that Rochelle mentioned was also not very good. But other than that, I thought you did very nice, and I liked your emotion a lot. And Omi, it was great hearing a lower range, and at times it sounded a little low for you in the verse, but overall it was a good choice for you. And the only other thing I have down is the helps to think we might be wishing in the first bridge had a kind of funky timing. But other than that, I thought you guys did good on this.
Yeah, what'd you think, Valk?
Woo, I pretty much
Woo.
agree. Woo. Yeah, you guys like blended really well together. I liked Omi on this more than I liked Melly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melly, you were like going off key and like off pitch like a lot in like the well, like overall you're kind of like pitchy on a lot of areas, like the chorus, like mostly the belty notes. Like I was like, ah, that's like off pitch and stuff. And like you were doing that thing like that I mentioned before, like when you instead of like belting a note or singing it like full, you kind of did that weird like kind of breathy kind of like where you start the note like soft and breathy and then like the bring it out belty. I like prefer like when it's supposed to be belty. You do that instead, and like this song kind of needed more like belting all the way through, like when belting was necessary. I liked Omi's emotion on this a lot. I was like, oh, it's
Yeah,
cute.
Omi, you've gotten like a lot better at emotion. Good job.
Yeah, keep it up.
Keep it up, definitely. And Melly's emotion was good too, but there was like, it was like more noticeable. Like Omi's was more noticeable because he was more on pitch. But you both did a good job with emotion.
Yes.
No. Weird noises. I'm done.
that to the VH dictionary. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah blah blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah blah blah. Flynn and Songbird are up next. Na-na-na.
come to look for a king.
Anybody could be that guy, not as young as music's high. With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah, you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See
teaser, you turn them on, leave them burning, and then you're gone. Looking out for another, anyone will do. You're in the mood for a dance, and when you get the chance,
you are the dancing queen. Songbird. Jeffers, you're first.
Cool. They're kicking it up old school style with ABBA. Woo.
Wait. Do you call it ABBA?
ABBA? I don't know.
ABBA.
ABBA.
Like,
it's ABBA? ABBA. Maybe I'm just like really from Boston or something.
I don't know. I say stuff funny and I don't really like, I've never heard their, like I've never heard the original songs of their things except for this one, so.
It's ABBA.
ABBA. That's it. Anyway, excuse my accent. Songbird and
you're
Theater
so
Nut. Okay, so what I really liked about this was that they worked really well syncing wise. Like their syncing were really good throughout the song.
Really?
Especially in the chorus.
I feel like there's okay, I'll keep my mouth shut. Never mind. Sorry. I didn't mean to just like butt in on your
Well, it wasn't perfect, but, like, I thought it could have... Their syncing was pretty good.
I just thought there was too much.
Yeah, well, that was my next note. while the syncing was good in the song, I would have liked it to be split a bit more than sung in unison nearly as much as you both did. Like, maybe if one person took one part of the chorus instead of going into it together. I don't know, like... Yeah. I feel like some harmonies would have been nice, but I'm not sure if you guys know how to do them. But anyway, getting on to, like, each person, I guess. I'm, like, all over the place tonight. Songbird, I thought your verse was nice. And I liked your more powerful lower notes and the slide on, I forget what the word is, but that slide in the verse. But your super low notes didn't really work for me. They were just, like, not in your range, and it sounded forced. And some of your longer notes, when you held them out, I don't know if it was, like, nasal or something, but, like, something didn't sound right on some of your longer notes. And theater nut, I thought your second verse was a little pitchy, and in the choruses, I would have liked you to have more power, because you were doing that airy thing again we were trying to avoid earlier. And I thought you could have used more emotion, because I think overall Songbird had more emotion than Theater Nut did.
I agree with that.
So, but I mean, yeah, I guess that's all for now. Yeah.
You're up, Valk. You can unmute.
Dun dun dun. I love ABBA. But, like, I don't think this thing. I can't talk tonight. I don't think that this was a good song choice for you guys. Like, I didn't really like the singing that much. Like, you guys weren't balanced volume-wise at all to me. Yeah. Like, it was just kind of like you were both singing at the same time, and there wasn't any balance, and I was like, yeah. I also agree that I wish you guys wouldn't have sang together as much, because wasn't there only, like, one section where, like, one of them sang, Flynn sang, and then they just started singing together the whole time again or something?
I think they did, like, parts of the verse when it went into that lower section. I think they each took one verse or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You guys sounded really off on the song, though. Like, there wasn't any real energy in this, and you both sounded really, like, classical on this, and it was kind of like one of you sounded really nasal. I don't know which one, because you were singing together so much.
This is such a high-energy song, too, so...
Like... Yeah. It needed to be, like, raw, dancing queen, like, wanting to dance and stuff, but you were both just kind of like, dancing queen, I'm going to sing this song. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say other than that.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything that's been said, and I kind of, like, put my two cents into both Valk's and Jeffers' critique. Like, it also, like, yeah, when you guys held up the long notes, it was, like, weird. One of you sounded off pitch, and I have to go back and, like, figure out which. There was, like, too much singing together for me. Like, you guys, like, were always singing together, and I felt like you should have, like, switched it up a little bit and stuff. Songbird had a lot better energy, in my opinion. Like, her energy was much more interesting, and intense, excuse me. And Flynn, you sounded really quiet, like you were holding back, and, I think you guys, like, I don't know, like, you did sound too classical. Like, this song is a super high-energy song. Like, I think doing ABBA was fine, but I think you guys should have picked a slower song and done, like, something that isn't so, like, jump-around awesome. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Spaz Cakes and Cookies are next. Cake and Cookies. Yep.
Cake and cookies. I love that name.
I'm so hungry. Not cool.
I had to go get cookies after I read that.